This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly?
I mean, that's real news.
All right, Mike McDaniel was recently hired as the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, but now he's going to interview for potentially the Buffalo job. So he's out there, man. I mean, he's taken the job with the Chargers, but he will now interview with the Bills for their head coaching opening. Good. I hope the Bills hire him, Mike. I mean, you got rid of the mentors going to Baltimore, so you got rid of the defensive coordinator for Los Angeles, and you could get rid of potentially Mike McDaniel. I would like that. I don't want to see Mike McDaniel scheming anything up for the Chargers, so I hope the Bills hire him. I hope they make this move.
And I want to hate him less than I would as a Charger.
There you go. Yeah, you hate him less. Good for you.
Sports hate is okay.
Sports hate is okay, but that's not all who's interviewing for the job, Mike. The Bills are also interviewing Philip Rivers for the coaching job.
Speaking of Chargers connection.
Is that a good move? Is that a
no.
good move to hire Philip Rivers? I mean, he's been coaching at the high school level, played obviously at the elite level.
It's a little bit of a jump.
Is there any chance the Bills actually do this?
I wouldn't do that. No.
Well, I guess he could also
be your
backup quarterback.
I feel like he's more of a motivational guy, and I think after that loss, I think their coach lost his job because the team was like way too down. So they're looking for someone who's like, hey guys. Let's go get it and be happy afterwards.
I think you're kind of diminishing him a bit. I think he's a very smart guy. I think he's that's why they bring him in, knowing his body's not going to be really great at quarterback, but they brought him in for his mind.
Yeah, he has a good mind, but there's a difference between high school and the pros. You have to have a little approach.
What's the difference? What's the difference? He's running the same offense. Same stuff.
Different people.
Josh Allen's sitting in on these interviews. I'll be curious to see if that would be a choice for, like, would he want to see Philip Rivers as his head coach? He could also double as his backup quarterback, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We've
had player coaches before.
Wouldn't that be something? He never coached at the collegiate level. He never coached at the pro level. He will interview. He's interviewing with the Bills today, actually. So I'm really interested to see if the Bills actually go with that move. That would be fascinating to see. So how about this? It's cold all over the place. An NBA game and dozens of college basketball games across a wide swath of the country are being reshuffled because of an approaching major winter storm, according to ESPN. So the storm that meteorologists are saying could rival the damage of a major hurricane is expected to bring snow, ice, and frigid temperatures from New Mexico to New England starting Friday. So forecasts are warn the weather system could bring catastrophic damage, widespread power outages, and bitterly cold weather. In the NBA, the start time of the Wizards game at the Charlotte Hornets on Saturday has been moved to noon. The ACC moved up the start times for three men's basketball games on Saturday. Wake Forest at Duke, North Carolina at Virginia, and Virginia Tech at Louisville. So, yeah, that sounds like a pretty nasty situation there. Go Poke says, I think if you asked, many would tell you high school football requires a higher level of skill than many are willing to give it credit for. It depends on the high school that we're talking about here, man. I mean, it depends on the school, I suppose.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also it requires like more of a fatherly figure, I think, in high school. It's just a completely different arena. So I wouldn't hire someone immediately out of high school to go be an NFL coach.
No, I wouldn't either. This is fascinating to me, though. If Rivers does become the guy, that would be... you fired a guy because he couldn't get you past deep levels of the playoffs, and then you would seriously hire a guy that never coached in them. You go with the new, I suppose?
I can see him being a coach someday. I just don't think today is that day.
Man, the Bills have some weird stuff going on. Terry Pegula was doing an end-of-year press conference, and he's sitting next to his GM, Brandon Bean, and there was questions about Keon Coleman, and, you know, they drafted him in the first round. They traded for him, and that's been considered a bust. And the Buffalo Bills owner kind of threw him, Keon Coleman, under the bus, but also threw McDermott and the coaching staff under the bus as well. He was asked about the 2024 second-round pick, who was a healthy scratch a lot of the season. He interrupted the question. He interrupted Brandon Bean, general manager for the Bills, who was going to answer the question. He interrupted him, basically said, hey, can I interrupt? I'll address the Keon situation. The coaching staff pushed to draft Keon. I'm not saying Brandon wouldn't have drafted him, but he wasn't his next choice. That was Brandon being a team player and taking advice from his coaching staff, who felt strongly about the player. Brandon has taken heat for some reason, but I'm here to tell you the true story. Now, Brandon Bean went on to say, no, that was my pick. I take full responsibility for it. He was my pick. Very odd to hear that. And it does make me think, man, how lucky are we with the ownership situation that the Broncos have? You just don't have that clunkiness going on right now. And I really appreciate that.
We've had clunkiness in the past, and I'm glad we don't have that now.
The college football playoff will remain a 12-team field in 2026. The CFP's management committee announced today, so it appears that the SEC and the Big Ten could not come to any kind of an agreement or compromise. So we're just going to leave it as is for the 2026 season. The decision now gives the CFP and conference commissioners additional time to consider the playoffs expansion to possible to a 16 or 24 team format in the future, a move all sides of the discussion could not agree on at the time, with the biggest, according to ESPN, the biggest contention existing between the Big Ten and the SEC on the immediate direction of the playoff. I get it. It's not as simple as just saying, hey, we're going to add. You got to configure the schedule. I mean, a lot of things are going to have to come into play here, because what college football really wants to do is avoid bleeding into the NFL playoffs. They want to avoid playing on the weekends and all that stuff. But there's no doubt if you start adding more rounds, you're going to have to move the season back at least a week. You're going to have to play those games immediately following the conference championship weekend, which would mess with the Army-Navy game, apparently. I don't know why you can't have both. There's a big discussion. There would have to. It's a large discussion, something you can't just throw out there. You have to be prepared to move your schedule. Perhaps the transfer portal window is going to have to move a bit, too. How they're doing everything. So they just couldn't come to an agreement. I think they need to get to this. Yeah, you haven't sent your stupid little thing that you've been working on.
Well, they
were
waiting on
years.
Me. They were waiting on me, and it's my fault.
Well, I mean, your move is, hey, let's reconfigure all the conferences first. Yeah, your move involves a lot more money and a lot more moving pieces.
Well, that's what you have to do first. You have to do some realignment, because a lot of people are going to say, The undeserving teams are going to say, well, this is not fair because we're undeserving. And I'm going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to fix that. I will put Ohio State's and Michigan's in conferences where they were forced to play some people, and more money will be around, and I'll make it work.
More money will be around. Great. Texter from the 970. Stiddy going to throw some pretty tutties. Go Broncos. Okay, got to be careful here.
Two of those
on the
rhyme.
Text line. Faith says Philip Rivers would be a great QB coach. To me, this is reminding me of Jeff Saturday and the Colts. Yeah, they've already went down that road. Do they really want to try to go down that road again?
I mean, it didn't work.
Yeah. Big Hub. Do you believe in the super logo myth? I don't know what that is. Apparently, deep within the colors, it's predicting a Broncos-Seahawks matchup Super Bowl logo. Oh, yeah.
Super logo and the colors. Like, every year there's a color scheme, and whoever is a part of the color scheme goes to the Super Bowl.
What is the logo? What is the color? I haven't looked at it.
I don't know. I don't believe in that. It's some Illuminati stuff that I think is stupid.
Is it really? I mean, is this the right one? Is that the right one I'm looking at? That doesn't look like...
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I mean, there's an orange. There's orange there.
Oh, that means the Broncos are going.
No, the bridge is orange. Is it really Seattle-y colors? I mean, I see some yellow in there or some gold in there.
That means the 49ers should have gone.
Or Rams. They have some gold, don't they?
No, they have yellow.
Well, this is yellow. You could say it's yellow or gold, I suppose.
You know, then now it's too vague.
If I'm looking at the right one... If we're going to go conspiracy here, I would say this points me to a Broncos-Rams Super Bowl. Maybe I'm reading the wrong one. Someone said it's like infrared. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong one here.
There's a lot of pink.
Because this one doesn't look orange. This one I just clicked on from NFL.com. That makes the bridge look more pinkish, Mike.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of pink. Not a lot of orange.
The Patriots with some red there would make more sense with the pink, I suppose. So
it's hinting at the Patriots.
It's hinting at the Ravens.
the Rams.
I mean, if you want to go pinkish purple, it'd probably be the Ravens, but they're not in it. I've seen that before. I don't think so.
I don't see where the Broncos and the Seahawks logos would be.
Faith texting in, did you see Notre Dame's schedule for next year? No. Notre Dame 2026 schedule, September 6th, Wisconsin at Green Bay. September 12th, Rice. September 19th, Michigan State. September 26th, at Purdue. October 3rd, at UNC, the other UNC. October 10th, Stanford. 17th at BYU, 31st Navy at Foxborough, Miami, Boston College, SMU at Syracuse. What does that do for you? What does that schedule do for you, Mike, for Notre Dame?
I mean, Michigan State's not good.
It's not good.
Stanford's not good yet.
Miami, obviously. That's good.
But Stanford, they always play Stanford, so that's kind of their thing. USC, they always play. They should be playing every year.
Big Hub sending me the full-on conspiracy stuff. Super Bowl 2021 through 2024 Super Bowl logo color conspiracy. Bengals, Rams. That kind of checks out. Eagles, Chiefs. Yeah, kind of checks out. Chiefs, San Francisco. Kind of a reach there. Eagles, Chiefs, I think that's kind of a reach, too. I don't know. I don't
buy there's
into it.
If you notice, there's a lot of colors in all of these. So, and chances are, there are a lot of red teams. There are a lot of blue teams. So you could say, oh, there's gold there, and there's gold there,
yeah.
Or there's gold there, and this gold represents yellow. It's, I don't know, it's too...
I buy the Madden curse more than I do the color scheme curse of the Super Bowl.
Madden curse is kind of real.
Well, that could be real for many things. Because, you know, you become famous. You're on the cover of Madden. Maybe mentally you're like, wow, I've arrived and I'm not going to have to be as good anymore. I don't know. I buy into that a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was Sports Illustrated also had a curse for a while.
If you're on the cover of that
one.
If you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you were bad after a while?
Yeah, there was Nebraska. They had like they were like 47-0. Once they were on the cover, they lost. There were a couple of people who died after being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. There was an article like 25 years ago acknowledging the Sports Illustrated curse. It was quite fascinating. Quite fascinating.
Fascinating. Good for you,
Mike. I think
my
mouth was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Was it really? That's weird. Remind me not to pick up that one. Sports Illustrated's still going? I thought it was done. But it's still going, isn't it? No?
Maybe.
You don't know? Oh. It's all AI now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Who do you like tonight? Who do you like Sunday? Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Broncos or Patriots. We know where you're going, Michael. I haven't had any Patriots picks yet. Who's picking the Patriots? Is it all just Broncos love here? Are we all drinking the Kool-Aid that Michael is... Please don't drink that, by the way, but Michael is handing out?
It doesn't have arsenic in it or anything. It's orange Kool-Aid, the little extra sugar.
Yeah, GoPoke says his mouth, bro. Yeah, why your mouth on the cover of... We don't want that, Mike.
Stuttered a couple
of
times.
We don't want that. Wild question coming in from the texter. Should the Bills trade Josh for the Raiders' first-round picks for the next 2 years? No. Josh is their guy. GoPokes is a Josh Allen fan, so he just wants to see... He wants to see Josh Allen in the AFC West so we can talk trash twice a year. Yeah, but it's not. No way. Mm-mm. No way. 21 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here, Michael. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Who do you like in this game on Sunday? I am having a tough time. I do not have my pick. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Pick will come in about an hour and 10, 15 minutes. So hold on to your butts. We'll be right back.
Will the defense carry the Broncos all the way, or will someone else rise to the occasion? Hear Broncos games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right, on top. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. 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 Tricky.
Broncos Patriots, Mike. Jarrett Stidham, certainly the story of the week. But how about that offensive line? They have been so good this year as far as protecting the quarterback. That's going to be Patrick Saunders wrote about them in the Denver Post. That's going to be the security blanket. You know, that's going to be the one. You know, Jarrett Stidham's going to have to lean on the most, because if they can keep him upright and really let him sit back there. I'm really fascinated by this, Mike. I know I've been saying this and got texters coming at me for this. You think the offense was Bo Nix was holding the offense back? But it's not really a matter of the offense was being held back by Bo. But let's not forget, Bo is still a relatively young quarterback. So young quarterbacks need time to grow. And yes, oftentimes, even though a backup might put you in better positions to win, sometimes you're still going to continue riding with your rookie because of the hopes of what he's going to be in 10 years, or ultimately over time in 10 years.
Holding him back, or maybe he's just different. He's a different type of guy. He's more of a scrambling guy. You got to teach him to sit in the pocket and find those routes.
That will be the evolution of his game and hitting some of those key throws that he wasn't always hitting.
The evolution is the solution.
He hit some of those, yeah, but you know, consistently, and that's what it takes to be that top-tier quarterback, is you're doing it more often than not. To the point when you miss on a throw, it's a major shock to the system. And you get the broadcasters talking about it, and they're like, whoa, you know, normally he doesn't miss that kind of throw. With Bo, you fully expect that to happen off and on through a game. I'm not saying Jarrett Stidham's going to go out there and be, you know, the next big thing. I just have a hard time saying the Broncos will lose this game because you have Jarrett Stidham in at quarterback, and that becomes the major difference. I just have a hard time believing it. He can't turn the ball over. That's going to be critical. I think, Mike, in a game like this against this team, if you're minus in the turnovers, you're going to be in for a very rough situation. You got to win those battles, and that's partly on Denver's defense to try and force some of those.
Turnovers are going to be everything in this game.
I think
the Broncos are going to be in the plus.
Well, that's going to be the question. Can this offensive line keep Stidham relatively clean so he's not having to force bad throws? Because the Patriots defense, man, they will throw so many things at you. They're very unpredictable, and that makes it tough to study film. That's what everything you've researched, if you've watched some of these Patriots games, that's what their defense is going to do. They're going to blitz when you don't expect it, when it doesn't even make sense. They're going to hold back when it seems like they should be blitzing. They play that 3-4 style of defense, so what that does is it allows those linebackers to drop back in coverage when they're set up and looking like they're going to attack the quarterback. So that can be very confusing, but you know that's something that Jarrett Stidham's going to have to navigate through. And you can't do that very well if the offensive line struggles. And as Benjamin pointed out earlier, about an hour ago, this Patriots team, they're good at a lot of things. Getting to the quarterback is not necessarily one of them. So that bodes well as far as the matchups for the Broncos. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And, you know, nobody really has an answer on J.K. Dobbins yet either, Mike. I mean, it's Friday, and we still don't know if he's going to suit up. They practice right now. They're in practice right now, so I'm sure reports will start coming out as to who is going to... Is J.K. Dobbins out there? Is he progressing well enough? And I do think that could be an X factor. It's a surprise that he's even here, Mike, because we first heard out for the season. Then we heard maybe if the Broncos make the Super Bowl, and now potentially he could be back for the AFC Championship game on Sunday. So that's a pleasant surprise if he does go. Go Pokes. This is the NFL. They don't hold guys back. They don't play lesser players. Yes. Look at any rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks day one are usually not better. That's why we had the debate. This is the NFL. Go Pokes. And 100% they will hold back quarterbacks. There will be quarterbacks that are rookies that do not run the full extent of an offense because they don't know it yet. They're still learning it. You know, that's why when you look at, was Peyton Manning physically a better quarterback than Brock Osweiler when Brock Osweiler was benched for Manning? No, Peyton Manning was the lesser of the two, but it was what he could run mentally. There's plenty of times where the better quarterback actually doesn't play. That happens all the time, especially in a young quarterback's career, where he gets the nod because we want our rookie to learn now because we're playing the long game with this. Go Pokes, what are you talking about? We see that in the NFL every single season. A rookie that struggles, but they want him to keep getting those repetitions so that he'll be better in 3 to 4 years.
But at some point, if the rookie struggles too much, got to take him out.
At some point, that's when you make that decision, yes.
Yeah. Take him out so his confidence doesn't get too shaken up. So if you have a chance to get to the playoffs, can that backup take you to the playoffs?
It's a learning game, man. I mean, I know it's a cutthroat industry and all that stuff, but you are still, a lot of times, teams will slow play their rookie because they know, okay, he might not be the guy today, but we envision him being the guy someday. And that's a tale as old as time. We've seen that off and on throughout the NFL every single year. So I do believe that's what's going on with Bo a lot. And I also have confidence that he will be a stud at some point. Just saying he's not there yet. I don't think that's me knocking Bo and saying, oh, he's holding everything back. He's the reason why this team isn't undefeated. He's the reason why this team isn't putting up 30 points a game. There's a lot that goes into that. I think Sean Payton has called a very modest game plan for Bo. You heard Benjamin talk about that with the amount of screenplays that this team runs, which is kind of weird, though. It also points to a major criticism on Sean Payton. You know, the fact that he doesn't run the ball when you're trying to kind of slowly but surely get a quarterback up to speed, you would think running the ball would be more of an emphasis, but Sean Payton really struggles with that. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, 34 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Some people, man, like I just saw this dude from Mark Bertrand of NBC Sports Boston talking about Jarrett Stidham and saying, hey, I must have missed all these quarterback competitions that Jarrett Stidham won in the last 4 years. I must have missed the quarterback competition between him and Bo. No, the Broncos just handed the keys easily to Bo Nix. I must have missed the quarterback competition between Russell Wilson and Jarrett Stidham. Easy to explain. Stay with me, Mark. Stay with me, Marcus. You were paying Russell Wilson a boatload of money. You traded your future at the time for Russell Wilson. He is a starting quarterback. And Sean ultimately benched Russell Wilson late in the season, so you must have missed that. You must have missed it. But you're not there is no quarterback competition when you trade first round picks. A quarterback, pay a boatload of money. There is no backup quarterback. There is no quarterback competition when you do that, Michael. And the same is said for when you bring in a rookie. And first off, you say you must have missed the quarterback competition. That was a highly contested quarterback competition between Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix. And some could make the case that Stidham won the quarterback battle in the preseason. But again, go Pokes, this is for you. You sometimes go with the rookie because you are looking at the potential and you think he's good enough to get in, and those games will actually help him in his learning, in his progression as an NFL quarterback. So no, like we're getting a lot of things twisted here. You need to make sure you look back in history if you're talking about. I'm not sitting here saying Jarrett Stidham is a superstar quarterback, Mike. I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowl guy or he could ever be that guy. I mean, he's already probably halfway through his career and he's a backup quarterback. But this idea that he wasn't involved in those quarterback competitions, Russell Wilson, you didn't do all of that to put him in a quarterback competition against Jarrett Stidham. You didn't just do all that for that reason. And you didn't draft Bo Nix early, which some people thought Bo Nix was drafted about 5, 7, 8 picks too early. You don't do that if you're just going to say, yeah, we're going with Jarrett Stidham. That's Sean Payton. So just get your facts straight, all right? What, Mike?
Well, I think Sean drafted him that early because he was afraid he would be gone. You trade him back. You trade back and someone's going to make a surprising move and pick a quarterback. Like, nobody expected the Atlanta Falcons to pick Michael Penix Jr.
No.
And yet they did.
Right.
So you don't want to risk that when you're that high
on
a guy.
Also who they had.
Pick him.
Look at the Falcons. What did they have in when they drafted Michael Penix Jr.? Why was it confusing to everyone's brains that they drafted him?
Because they just signed
Kirk Cousins.
Like they just signed Kirk Cousins for their entire future.
And
they signed away their future.
So he started because okay, maybe he was the better quarterback, whatever, but the money made that decision for you. And then ultimately, Penix is the guy. But there's just a lot of stories. This is why I think it's funny saying, like, they don't start the lesser player. If you're paying guys big money because of who they were, and they come in and they're not playing like they were, you're still somewhat held hostage by the contract. So we've seen that story play out. We've seen rookie quarterbacks when they've come out. You go with the rookie because you want to see how he progresses in that rookie season. are you sending me? What is this? Who is this? Who is? Am I supposed to know who this is? I don't know everybody. Michael Scott. Michael Cicoli. Jarrett Stidham is 1-3 as a starter. He has not thrown a pass in a game since January 5th, 2025, week 18 last year. He has not started since January 7th, 2024, week 18 2 years ago. He will start against either the best defense. Oh, this was a post from a week ago. He will start against either the best defense or the third best defense, New England, in points allowed. Yeah, those are the facts. You got me.
And he'll make that defense look like they're not as good.
I'm like leaning in on this, man. Jarrett Stidham's going to come in and just be absolutely insane.
I'm not saying he's throwing for 300 yards, but I think he's going to be decent.
He's throwing for 3 million yards. He's breaking a record.
That would be cool.
Well, maybe not 3 million. I'll tamp that one down a little bit. But I kind of want to lean in on this. Yeah, I kind of want to lean in on this. Where's the hype coming from with Jarrett Stidham? It's hype. We haven't seen him very much. But we watched the preseason, Mike. When you watched the preseason last year, was there a little part of your brain that said, if Bo goes down, we're going to be okay?
Little part of my brain.
A big part
of your
brain.
Full part of my brain was like, part of your brain. This guy looks good. This guy looks good, and I love it.
What conversation did we have at the start of the season? What did I ask you at the start of the season?
I don't remember what you asked me yesterday.
I said, hey, what if Bo struggles in game one?
Right.
And you were like, no, he's starting. And I said, okay, what if he struggles in game two?
And I dismissed that too.
And I said, what if he struggles, like we get to game six and the Broncos are hovering around 500 and Bo's throwing more interceptions than touchdowns. He's getting sacked a lot. Would you entertain the idea of Jarrett Stidham starting at quarterback? The only reason my stupid brain asks those questions is because I thought it was a possibility. Because in the preseason, Bo Nix was not the overwhelming favorite. So that's where the hype comes from. It comes from Broncos fans that have watched every single game, including the preseason, and saw what he did. And we had the questions. Well, what if Bo struggles? Well, pretty good thing you have a good backup quarterback then. We don't say those things at the beginning of the season if Jarrett Stidham went out there and played like dog crap. And I get it's the preseason, but you can only play the game that's in front of you. The Well County Swami, part of it might be us trying to talk ourselves off the ledge of losing Bo. No, because my point at the beginning of the season stands. I wasn't, you know, I'm trying to think of another backup quarterback recently. Who was Jake Plummer's backup quarterback? I wasn't doing talk radio at that point. Give me a situation. There were a lot of times where I didn't do that for Jay Cutler. Who was Jay Cutler's backup? I don't remember. Come on. I can't recall. But I don't think a lot of us were saying, well, what if Jay Cutler struggles? Once they made the decision to put Jay Cutler in over Jake Plummer, I guess Jake Plummer was the backup that year, but then the following year, there wasn't a lot of, well, what if he struggles? I'm telling you, I have gone back and forth on Bo Nix for 2 years now. Yes, my confidence is leaning toward he's going to be like the guy, and there will be no debate. But there is still a question in my mind, and there was a question in the preseason last year. There was a question in the preseason a year before that, of whether or not Bo is really the better quarterback at this stage. But I sided with the decision to start Bo because I am of the mindset you put a rookie in, even though he might not be as good as your backup, you put a rookie in to build him up for the next 2 years. It's a project for the next 2 years to get him ready to be a top-tier quarterback. I mean, we weren't doing this with Russell Wilson when he first got here. This wasn't a, well, what if Russell Wilson struggles, should they put Brett Rippon in? We didn't do that. But we did it in the offseason. We did it in the preseason. So let's not pretend like if you're not a Broncos fan and you weren't following this team and you're suddenly coming in saying, why are Broncos fans so confident? Because they've seen every game. They've seen the games where the offense is stagnant. The offense doesn't do anything. And they've seen Jarrett Stidham in the preseason. And they somewhat believe in their head coach. And their head coach chose Jarrett Stidham well before Bo Nix. And Jarrett Stidham, in a different universe, might have been the starting quarterback if Bo Nix would have got drafted out from under the Denver Broncos. All fair to say. So that's why. That's where the hype comes from with Jarrett Stidham.
I think we would probably be there, actually. We would probably have, unless Jarrett was bad, he'd probably be the starting quarterback.
If what? Oh,
if Bo was not a Bronco, if Bo no Bronco,
Bo
we'd
no
have
Bronco.
Jarrett.
If
he'd
Bo
be
no
the
Bronco.
Starting quarterback.
Yeah.
We'd have a second round.
He'd be the quarterback. He would have been the starting quarterback if somebody would have drafted Bo Nix out from under Sean Payton.
And they probably would have drafted someone second, third round. That person might have been good, might have been okay. Probably had Zach Wilson on the practice squad.
Oh, yeah, Zach Wilson. Yeah. Well,
he was decent.
We were talking about that last year, too, remember? Thank you for that. That's a great point to this argument. We were all saying, wow, I mean, Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, Bo Nix, it's all kind of a toss-up because they all looked pretty good in the preseason in Bo Nix's rookie year. Why were we having that conversation? If it was just so out of this world and this idea that Stidham or Bo Nix might not be the guy today, might be the guy later, but not today. We were having that conversation about Wilson, too. 12:49 the time. Thank you, Michael. You helped prove my point. It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We got buy or sell coming up. And of course, Mike, the pick. Picks, I guess. We'll pick the NFC Championship game, too. Rams, Seahawks. We'll look at it all coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Hurry, hurry. Hurry, hurry.
Hurry, hurry!
Oh, he just left. Tanner's trying to argue with me. He's trying to argue with me. And I'm 100% right. And he's just mad at me because I'm interested in watching the UFC. What is it? Is it UFC? Is it that?
Is it on Paramount Plus?
I don't know.
It's on Paramount Plus. It's UFC.
They come out with masks and stuff. They jump off the turnbuckle. It's going to be awesome. But there's a dude named Patty the Batty, apparently.
Is that who you told me to say I'm
rooting
for?
Yeah, and like he's single-handedly saving the UFC, and he wrestles this weekend against who? Justin Gaethje. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is going to be a barn burner of a fight. And when I say barn burner,
you mean
Patty Turner
right now?
Patty Turner? Is it Patty Turner? Patty the Batty? What's his name? Tanner? Patty Bingington?
Patty Pimblett.
Pimple?
Yes.
Pimples?
Yeah.
Patty Pimples is going to work Justin Nash in
Justin
the weekend's
Bieber.
Match. Justin
it's so
Bieber.
Hot in here.
Oh, man, it's warm and toasty in here, and it's frustrating me. It's like 90 degrees in this studio. You know why?
It is 81.
You know why it's so hot?
It went
Mike?
Down 0.2 degrees.
Red hot takes on the whole show. That's why. Red hot takes on the whole show.
Can you
Patty
stop
the
being opinionated?
Is going to beat Justin Gaethje. They're going to go at it. They're going to punch.
Sunday.
I think it's Saturday
night, pay-per-view.
Well, I just happened to see a couple of videos that showed up on my algorithm, and I'm seeing all these Patty the Batty clips, and I'm like, that guy's freaking awesome. I like his accent. He sounds like he's from London, and it makes me excited. And now I'm suddenly in on the match, the fight match that they will be going up on. Yes, that is how you talk about fighting. 12:55 the time. I might bring Tanner in here just to fight with him because he's not in on the Jarrett Stidham hype. He's not in, which means he's out. And you're listening to the whole show. You're either in or out. You're probably in. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.